Since 1899, Farmers Bank and Trust Company has been on the same street corner in downtown Marion. While technology has sure changed the way they do banking over the past 122 years, Farmers Bank has never forgotten its roots. They're rocket proud and ready to serve you today, whether it's at one of their lobbies or through mobile banking. You can trust that Farmers Bank is there to serve you. All right, Coach Courtney, you've had the weekend to chew on this Union County loss, and I assume that it's got no better over the weekend.
No, it really hasn't. It's just disappointing. It is. There's no way I have to be honest about it. It just is. I believe that we're better than we played or definitely should be. We just got to all get on the same page and commit to being what we want to be, not letting those things happen. We just got to get better. I don't know that there's a lot of things, but at the end of the day, we got to come out ready to play, all of us, and decide if this is what we want to do or not. And then if we do, we have enough pieces to be okay. I still believe in this team and nothing's changed, but we need to decide pretty soon what we're going to do and start moving things in the right direction.
Well, five unanswered touchdowns there in the first half, running clock.
I
know you find little consolation in the fact that we came back and scored three times there the last 25 minutes of the game. But you have to give them some credit. I've seen games before where second half in a game like that, all you hear is crickets.
It's hard for me to just kind of find those moral victories and stuff. I just feel like we're better than that. That's not the standard we're trying to set here. Mm-hmm. We're not looking for the moral victories in the second half once we've got running clock. Why don't we come out? That's my question. I'm just being honest because I care about them. I love them and I believe that they can do it. And I don't want to make excuses for them or make it seem like it's something that's not. We got to do better. We are better and we have to do better.
So what do you do to get their hearts right now? Do you challenge them?
Yeah, got to challenge them. Got to challenge them today. We're going to look at the film. You know, thought about it, a lot of different approaches for today. But, you know, we could go out here and we could hit for 2 hours and try to tough them up. I really don't think that it's a physical toughness thing. I think it's a mental thing. Are we going to decide to play or not? It's a simple decision. Are we going to make that decision as a team, as a unit, or are we not? It's not going to be, you know, I can run them and punish them and scream at them and hit them. I don't think that those are the answers. I just think that we need to get together, watch the film, fix the technical mistakes, but look at what's not technical. We just didn't approach this game the way that you have to approach a game with the physicality to win it.
Do you feel like the last couple of games you played more physical than you did against Union County? The loss to Caldwell, the win at Hancock?
Yeah, I don't even think it's not even close. It doesn't even look like the same team. I don't know if we were intimidated by them. I don't know. The big back ran hard. And I thought we came out actually okay watching the film. Offense kind of moves the ball down. Defense gets a stop right in the beginning. Actually stop the run the first two plays of the game, and they throw a little hitch on the outside, pick up a first down, and then we just take the ball right from them and go another way. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we started necessarily slow. I think we kind of got hit in the mouth and didn't respond.
Went down and didn't score. Got the ball and then got down deep.
Twice.
Yeah. And just didn't put anything on the board. Yeah. And that takes a little wind out of your sails.
Yeah, and you wonder, I do wonder, that's the one, if we score those first two, which we got to stop them on defense. Do we ever stop them? But momentum's a crazy thing, and getting on your heels is a crazy thing in sports and any sports. You just don't know. But I do know that when we get down there, we have to score. I know Coach Barry challenged the offense that we haven't scored an opening drive yet the first time we touched the ball. We got to get momentum going our way and starting fast. And then, you know, after turnovers, that's the biggest thing. Turnovers, you got to have points off of them after you get them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why they're big. So being able to get a big takeaway there. But the defense got to step up and be able to stop people, obviously, as well. I certainly take the biggest blame of this. We didn't stop them all night, and that becomes on the defense coordinator and on me. We got to do a better job stopping them.
Well, you say that you have to score after those turnovers. We didn't do it, and then they certainly did. Four
yes,
four
exactly.
Interceptions, and they made all of them pay.
Right.
So,
yep.
Yeah. So
and turnovers again, man. I mean, I feel like I'm saying the same things over and over. But if you lose the turnover battle in a football game, good luck. I mean, you got to be way better than the other team to do that, to be able to come out of a – would it end up being 4-1 on the turnover margin? So they're plus +3. You're not going to win very many games, and no games versus good teams with that turnover margin.
Well, we knew their secondary was going to be good, but Kanye Pollard had 3 interceptions. Chris Hughes one, and they're extremely athletic kids back there, but do you see anything? Is that the receivers? Is that Luke not getting the ball in the right spot? What are we seeing back there?
I think it's just a group effort. I don't want to put it on one person or one group. I mean, it's everybody. It's everything. I mean, it really was. I feel like, I don't – we just all have to get better. I don't want to put those on one person or one group even. I think it's a group effort. I really do. I don't think it's one thing. I think it's – us being on the same page, being able to trust each other, we have, you know, everything going on. Not sometimes not the balls we want, and sometimes we're not running the right routes. It's a mix of things. So
it really seemed to me, and again, this goes back to the fact you say, the game was over. Maybe Union County wasn't playing quite as spirited as they did early. But when we went to the 2-minute offense, the hurry up offense. It seemed like we just got more in rhythm and didn't have time to think or worry.
I agree.
Just strike.
I agree. I agree with that point. I think we look good when things are kind of – when maybe there's no pressure on it. Maybe it's just let's get loose and go out here and play, running our base stuff and just go fast. Things looked better. And offensive – Caldwell, it reminded me of the same thing late in that game when we're going, it looks good. I don't know why we don't – I don't know why it's not clicking all the time. I do think the offense is really just some small things away from being that, though. I see some good things on the offense side of the ball. The defense side of the ball, to me, is a bigger problem right now than the offense side of the ball.
And I think a lot of that goes to what you were talking, the physicality and just not getting there last week. But the good news is you have another game this week. The bad news is this team may be better than anybody we've seen yet. Bethlehem will roll in here, top 10 team in the Class A and a team we're familiar with, but they're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, they're a good football team. It's still about us. So we got to get better. We got to fix what we have to fix, and we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. There's enough here to win this football game on Friday, and I believe that still. But we got to change. Things don't change unless you change. We got to make some changes, and we got to be better than we were. Coaches, players, everybody involved. We just got to be better.
Well, in case our listeners are wondering who the players of the week are, we're not going to get to those because there aren't any this week. Coach Courtney, you want to explain that?
It just goes back, and I don't know how all this comes off, and probably not real well, but it's really all out of love. I expect more out of them. I really do, and I want them that message to be sent clear that's not acceptable. It's just not acceptable. We're not playing. We're not putting all this work in. We're not doing everything we do to have games like that. And I just thought that that those weren't earned this week, and just giving those out, just to give them out, are not something that we want to do.
Sure. Well, you've got your work cut out for you this week to keep everybody focused. It's homecoming week. There's not as much extracurricular stuff this time because of COVID. No parade this week, but still it's homecoming week, and it's always a tough week to stay focused.
Yeah, that's true. It brings in more, more distractions this week, but after losses, it seems that we've, kind of come back from them a little bit better. It kind of puts a glaring on, everything that's wrong, and everybody realizes, how that works. We got to get better after we lose, but we just got to consistently do it all the time. So I really think that we'll be focused and come back hungry this week.
Well, tough road here in the schedule, and it gets no easier this week with Bethlehem. We'll be back on Thursday with your coach show to talk about the Eagles. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.